It's more, you're running wild. You'll settle down someday and find I've gone away. You think of what you've done while running wild. I can't go on. You'll have to choose the way. You'll have to go or stay.
I know a fella when he starts singing, all the girls wanna kiss. I don't know just what he's saying, but it sounds something like this. Now this fella, he don't sing a bit like Furland Husky. He jumps around and sings a bop like a diss. I'm on a tide even though I'm rusty. Sang just a itty-bitty bit like Ernest Tubb. But when I started singing the bop like a this, that's when I flubbed my dough. I can sing just a itty-bitty bit like Lefty Verzale. But when I started singing the bop like this, folks all think I'm not well. Just an itty-bitty bit like Hank Williams. When I started singing the bop like this, folks all laughed by the million.
Please don't talk about me when I'm gone. Honey, though our friendship ceases from now on. Even if you can't say anything uptight, it's better not to talk at all, it's my advice. We're parting, you going your way, I go mine. Perhaps it's best to do is a little kiss of hope that it brings a lot of luck to you. Makes no difference how Jerry carries on, but I'll make it, baby. Woo! Please don't talk about me when I'm gone. Kenneth they coming in now. A big game player still gets all. I ain't never heard a cat that couldn't, buddy. And he can flat hang it in. This is Jerry Lee now. Please don't talk about me, honey, when I'm gone. Though our friendship ceases from now on. And if you can't say anything real nice, you better not talk at all, as Jerry's advice. Well, parting, you go your way, I go mine. I have this best to do. Here's a little kiss, I hope that it breaks. I'd another lover to you. How I make no difference how I carry on. Woo! Please don't talk about me. 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 Please don't talk about me, honey. Please don't talk about me. Please don't talk about me when I'm gone. And that is a guaranteed fact, baby.
Still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And the next radio obituary is for Regine, the Belgian-born French singer and nightclub impresario. She dubbed herself the Queen of the Night. She was a torch singer back in the early 1950s and became a nightclub manager in Paris in 1953. She's attributed with the invention of the modern-day discotheque by virtue of creating a new dynamic atmosphere at Paris Whiskey A Go-Go, the ubiquitous jukebox replaced by disc jockeys utilizing linked turntables. She just passed away at 92. It's the next radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Occasion. Occasion.
Occasion. Dans la détresse, n'oublie pas mon adresse, rue des Abbesses. Au cas où t'aurais le cœur en brioche et des trous plein les poches, viens voir ta tâche pour le gîte et tu seras content au cas où. Des fois que tu bourdonnes, tu prends ton téléphone et tu me sonnes
au cas où. Au cas où.
Au cas où. Des fois t'aurais la cerise, comme qui dirait ta crise. Viens me faire la bise au cas où. T'as pas peur de la classe, au-dessous du palace. J'habite en
votre pelisse en truc-muche. Vous aviez l'air d'un ours en pluche. Je vous ai baptisé comme une cruche. Nounours, vous vous disiez aristocrate. Moi, dans le balai, je faisais la chatte. Aussitôt, vous me reluquâtes. Nounours, à la sortie, vous m'attendîtes. Le lendemain à Maison Lafitte, gentiment vous me conduisîtes. Aux courses, j'étais pas le genre cocotte minute. Pourtant le soir, ce fut la chute. Car dès ce jour-là, vous me plûtes. Nounours, comme j'ai jamais été en classe, vous n'osâtes pas me dire en face qu'il eût fallu que je m'éducasse. Nounours, j'appris des noms, j'appris des dates. Fallait-il que vous m'épatasse? Très satisfait, vous m'installâtes. Nounours, cependant, jamais par la suite, plus jamais vous ne me sortîtes. Vous passiez me voir très très vite. Je ne pouvais pas faire de grabuge. Vous m'aviez dit, c'est mon refuge. Peut-être à cet instant, vous cruge. Nounours, un matin, une voix éteinte, vous m'avez dit, je pars pour Corinthe. Mais jamais plus vous ne revint. Nounours, je vous attendis, lisant Socrate. Pendant ce temps-là, vous vous mariâtes. J'ai peine à croire que vous m'aimâtes. Nounours, vous souvenez-vous que vous eûtes une petite amie sur la butte, dont le cœur a cru faire la culbute. Of course, fallait-il que je vous écrivisse, que je rêve de revoir en coulisses, en m'étouffler dans sa pelisse. Nounours, 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 nounours.
The Cleanup Radio obituary is for Dennis Waterman, the English actor and singer best known for his tough guy leading roles in television series including The Sweeney, Minder, and New Tricks. He even sang the theme tunes for the latter two. His acting career spanned 60 years, and he was known for a range of roles that he played, including drama like in Up the Junction, horror in The Scars of Dracula, comedy drama in the previously mentioned Minder and musical in Windy City. He appeared in 29 films, the last being released in 2020. Dennis Waterman just passed away at 74. It's the Cleanup Radio Obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. To the radio obituary for John Hartman, the American drummer who was the co-founder and original drummer of the Doobie Brothers. When the band started, he was the only drummer, but in 1971 they added a second drummer, and they had the dual drummer formation until 2016. But John Hartman just passed away at 72. It's his radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Thank you. seems to know.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And guess what? It's the Weasel Radio Obituary for Anton Fear, the American drummer, producer, composer, and band leader from Cleveland, Ohio. He was an early member of the Lounge Lizards and the Feelies. He was in the Lodge. He worked with Pere Ubu. He was briefly in the Voidoids. And he founded the Golden Palominos. He did lots of things. I saw him many times, but Anton Fear just passed away at 66. It's the Weasel Radio Obituary just for him, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Sharky says, hey, Kamasabe, long time no see. He says, hey, sport, you connect the dots. You pick up the pieces. He says, you know, I can see two tiny pictures of myself, and there's one in each of your eyes. And they're doing everything I do. Every time I light a cigarette, they light up there. I take a drink, and I look in, and they're drinking too. It's driving me crazy. It's driving me nuts. Sharky says, deep in the heart of darkest America, home of the brave, he says, listen to my heartbeat.
Paging Master Sharky, white courtesy telephone, please.
Penultimate radio obituary is for Ricky Gardner, the Scottish guitarist and composer. He joined his first band in 1962 while in high school. It was the Vostoks. Then he was in the King Bees and then the System. And then he formed Beggar's Opera in 1969. He became friends with David Bowie and Iggy Pop, ended up playing lead guitar on the 1977 Bowie album Low, and then worked on Lust for Life with Iggy Pop the same year. Ricky Gardner just passed away at 73. It's the pre and penultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
I ride through the sea. GTO. I wear a uniform, a lot of government loan. I'm worth a million in prizes. Yeah, I'm through with sleeping on the sidewalk. No more beating my brains. No more beating my brains. With the liquor and drugs. With the liquor and drugs. Well, I'm just a modern guy. Of course, I've had it in my ear before. Could have lost for life. Could have lost for life.
Ultimate Radio Obituary is for George Yannick, the American screenwriter, television producer, actor, and jazz drummer. He won Primetime Emmy Awards in 1974 and 1976 for his work with Lily Tomlin on her primetime television specials. But he started out doing stand-up comedy at the Hungry Eye in San Francisco back in the 60s. Then he toured with the Kingston Trio and became their road manager. He parlayed his comedy work into writing gigs on television shows, including the Glenn Campbell Good Time Hour and the Jimmy Rogers Show in 1969. He was also one of the inaugural writers on Hee Haw when it debuted that same year. Later in the 1970s, he was nominated for Emmys again for his work on Welcome Back, Cotter. George Yannick just passed away at 83. It's the antepenultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Make someone happy. Make just one someone happy.
Make just one of the heartbeats.
Sing to one smile that cheers you. One face that lights when it nears you. One man you're everything to. Once you found him, build your world around him. Make someone happy, make just one someone happy, and you will be happy too. And you will be happy too. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do
happy, and you will be happy too.
I remember when I rode into town that morning in December of about 48. Oh, it was bitter cold. I had on my parka, my sheepskin coat, and my brown and white spectator pumps. Cut quite a figure, if I do say so. First thing I spied was a poster. There's going to be a dance. The second annual Hogsville Dandy Steppers Ball and Frog Popping Contest. Drag.
Strange day, strange day, strange day in Hogsville, USA.
I noticed right off that there weren't no lady folk inside. I figured they was all up a primping for the dance. And being a man of no small charms with the ladies myself, I decided to park old Pate and change my socks from him to me.
I find that extremely offensive.
So did old Pate.
But there were no gals for miles around. Not one gal in the whole darn town. So if you wanna go a-dancing, just look around for the next best thing that can be found. Strange day, strange day, strange day in Hogsville, USA.
That's right, I soon found there was no women nowhere. And the fellas going to the dance was taking some of the strangest things. One was taking a broom, all dressed up in a pinafore. Bleached straws look kind of cheap to me. Another was toting a picture of a gal. He'd been hiding it under his bunk. Been going with that picture so long, he thought real girls folded in the middle. Now I was getting depressed. But then I spied the cutest little thing you ever saw, giving me the eye from underneath the watering trough. It had little eyes, a curly tail, and the dearest little pointy ears you've ever seen. I grabbed her paw and waddled into the dance.
What did her paw have to say?
Shut it up when he's talking.
The minute we got into the dance, the music stopped, and the feller said,
"Wait a minute, that's the sheriff's gal."
"You mean?"
"Strange day, strange day, strange day in Hogsville."
You know, I really love the little thing. I can still hear her little voice.
USA!
The penultimate radio obituary is for Paul Plimley, the Canadian free jazz pianist and vibraphonist. He was a pioneer of the Canadian jazz avant-garde and a co-founder of the New Orchestra Workshop Society. He was considered one of the first and most convincing interpreters of Ornette Coleman's music on the piano. Paul Plimley just passed away at 69. It's the penultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Bye.
The ultimate radio obituary is for Marva Hicks, the American R&B singer and actress who signed with Polydor in the late 1980s. She recorded her self-titled debut LP in 1991 and later worked in Broadway theater and on television. She started out as a gospel singer but started recording commercial secular music in the 1980s and scored her biggest chart hit with the single Never Been in Love Before, written and produced by Jimmy Scott. It peaked at number 7 on the R&B charts in 1991, and 2 singles followed. Marva Hicks just passed away at 66. It's the ultimate radio obituary, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Africa.
And that nearly wraps up tonight's Ultimate Radio Obituary for Marva Hicks, and nearly wraps up tonight's episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank. We've got one final tune to go out on, then we're going to hand you over to For the Soul, a new program here at WMFO. We can't wait to hear it. But be sure to hang out with us all week long over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group, where you've just been a lovely crowd tonight. Thank you so much for all the fun. Then back here next Saturday night at 11 p.m. Eastern with more silliness for your stick-shaking action. So like I said, one final tune in the Ultimate Radio Obituary for Marva Hicks, all week long on Facebook, then back here next week, all on your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.
The night begins to fall and sleep moves in. The moon above your cradle will glow, lighting your way through the night, watching you.
WMFO in Medford, stereo. Medford. WMFO in Medford.
91.5 FM WMFO.
On 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Tufts Freeform Radio.